On today's Tech Help for Churches, Podcast Networks, three reasons your church should start one. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I tell you about new media, social media, the internet, the web, etc. for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation, so just leave your question or comment below the video. Now, if you've subscribed to the audio or video podcast by heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, there's no audio or there's no video for you to leave the question under, because you're not on a web page. You're listening on your phone or maybe through iTunes or something like that. So how do you do that? Well, you just go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/THFC, short for Tech Help for Churches, and leave your comment there. So we're going through a series on some of the stuff about podcasting that maybe I left out of the book when I wrote it a few years ago, or maybe it's changed, or maybe it's just new stuff. So one of those things is podcast networks. Now, when I wrote that book, I only had one podcast. Now I have, depending on how you count, 7 to 9. So I've got 3 audio podcasts, 4 video podcasts, 1 podcast of all the shows altogether, and 1 podcast of all the videos. So that's basically how you do it. So why would someone put themselves through this much work? Well, let me give you 3 reasons that I came up with why maybe your church ought to think about doing that. So the first reason is organization. Now, let's take me for an example. If you don't care about video and graphic design, then you don't care about my Thursday show, Technobabble. If you don't care about ProPresenter and other software that we use in the church, you don't care about my Tuesday show, the churchtechcast.com screencast show. If you don't care about questions that other people have about church tech, you don't care about the churchtechcast.com question and answer show, the Friday show. You see, it organizes these somewhat similar things into smaller niches so that you can pick the one that applies to you. So that's the first reason, organization. So in the case of a church, you've probably got a children's ministry, you've probably got a youth ministry, age-based ministries. Maybe you've got a men's ministry, a women's ministry. Maybe you've got your weekend service. That would be something else, etc. So not everyone is going to be interested in every single one of those pieces. So why not break them out? Have the leaders of each ministry create a podcast. Maybe it's just monthly. Maybe it's weekly. Probably not more than that, but, you know, knock yourself out, whichever works for you. And then you could have those organized. So people interested in the men's ministry could subscribe to that podcast, but they wouldn't be getting the women's ministry podcast because it wouldn't necessarily apply to them. Parents could subscribe to the children's ministry podcast. Everyone could subscribe to the church weekend podcast. So you see how you could organize that stuff. Now, that's the first reason, but the second reason when you think about it is pretty obvious. Cross-promotion. So once you've got these things organized, people can find any one thing that they're interested in, but since you have others, there might be some overlap. So a man who's interested in the men's ministry might also be interested in parenting because he might also be a father. A woman who's interested in the women's ministry might also be interested in parenting because she's a mother. So you see how that works, that there's some overlap, and so you can get people that are interested in multiple things so they can make like a matrix of things that they're interested in, and you can cross-promote. Each show can cross-promote in the other shows. Now, if you're listening to the audio, I just did the air quotes because I know that a lot of churches don't like to think of their stuff as shows because that's too entertaining. But I want you to just imagine that just a grouping of content is a show, just so that we have a simple one-syllable word to call it. So I'm going to call it a show. Don't be offended. So that's the second reason, cross-promotion. So the first one, you can organize all your content. The second one, you can cross-promote so that people can discover different things. And thirdly, addiction, so that they can be addicted to your content. Now, what I mean by this is I don't mean anything nefarious. I just mean that when someone finds something that they really engage with, you know, maybe going back to our example, it's a man and he finds the men's ministry podcast and it's really engaging to him, you might think, man, I wish there was more. An hour a week just really isn't enough. But this parenting thing that these same people put together, that's pretty good too. And then maybe this same guy goes, you know, they also have this weekend service one. Why don't I check that out? And before you know it, there's several hours a week that this person is engaged with your church. And that's where it is. Do you see it? This is outreach. This is reaching out to someone where they are, whatever draws them into your church, virtually or physically, is not a bad thing. It gives you an opportunity, a touch point, as it were, to engage with people, to learn more about them and have them learn more about you. And maybe, just maybe, that way, lives and eternities get changed. So remember these three things. Think about creating multiple shows so that you have better organization, cross-promotion, and so that you can engage in a little positive addiction. If you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your copy of one of the many church tech things that I have there for you, along with a free subscription to my email newsletter. And by the way, thanks for listening to the end. It really means a lot to me. I know that not everyone does, but thanks for being one of the people that do. Also, head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and pick up one of the resources that I've created with you in mind, including Church Tech U. Church Tech U is a community of church techies that I'm building where we can do what the Bible says, you know, as iron sharpens iron, we can get better and better at our craft because we really want to affect lives and eternities. And I've put all of my digital resources there so that even if you don't find a discussion that really hits you where you are, there are other things that you can learn and then maybe start one. Or maybe ask questions, etc. That's where I am, and that's a good place to do it. So until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com, inviting you to go out and change eternity.